On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's the act of inhaling and exhaling, an essential part of life controlled by the medulla oblongata. The average person engages in this activity 23,040 times a day, 8,409,600 times in a year. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of the Gibson Brothers, White House, Kathy Boyd and Phoenix Rising, Carrie Hassler, and James King, we'll be breathing hard, breathing deeply, holding our breath, catching our breath, and perhaps even taking our last breath. Coming up this, don't worry, just breathe. If it's meant to be, it will find a way. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with a cover of Breathe, which hit number 10 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Chart for the Canadian rock band Nickelback in 2001. The song was written by Nickelback's lead guitarist and vocalist Chad Kroeger and was the lead-off track to the band's 1998 project, The State, their second studio release. The band formed in the early 90s under the name of the Village Idiots, which was later changed to Nickelback, which relates to Chad's brother Mike Kroeger's job at Starbucks when he gave a nickel and change back to the customers as in, hey, here's your nickel back. The Pickin' on Pickers will handle the bluegrassification.
Take it all back, think again, I would. Now I found it, found I got it. Somebody help me see. Now I feel it, feel I've been there. I didn't need this. Somebody help me stand. Now I've told them I didn't want this. I didn't need this. But somebody help me.
The Pickin' on Pickers, given Nickelback's 2001 top 10 hit, Breathe, The Treatment, on their Pickin' on Nickelback collection. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, and a program that will hopefully elicit some serious bated breath as we home in on bluegrassical breathing, which dates back to Genesis 2:7, when God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Breath is life, and judging from the number of songs touching on the subject, breath is a song as well. And on that note, we'll begin with an important question. If you knew you only had one last breath, what would you do? This is Kathy Boyd in Phoenix Rising.
No one knows when the time's up, no telling now or day when you're called to your maker. That shore far away. Will you beg for more time or excuse wicked ways? Will you wish your life looked better in the book of days? If you knew you had one more year, what would you do? What would you do? If you knew you had one more day, what would you do? What would you do? Take your place or sadly hang your head, life in disgrace. Do you think you have tomorrow to atone for today, counting on a second chance, rest in peace beneath the clay? If you knew you had one more year, what would you do? What would you do? If you knew you had one more day, what would you do? What would you do? Songs on Sunday morning, grace waits for you. Open your heart, believe before your life is through. If you knew you had one last breath, what would you use it for? Just a closer walk with thee. Take my hand, precious Lord. If you knew you had one more year, what would you do? What would you do? If you knew you had one more day, what would you do? What would you do if you knew you had one more year? What would you do? What would you do if you knew you had one more day? What would you do? What would you do if you knew you had one last breath? What would you do? What would you do?
That would hear an honest tale about the poor miners that died at Freighterville. It was on a Monday morning, the 19th day of May. They had gone 3 miles deep, digging coal. earn their pay. When there was a bad explosion and the entrance caved in and the air became poison, bringing death to all within. Now there's a that are grieving for their men. All those sisters, wives, and mothers, and 1,000 fatherless children.
Sarah Perkel with a song about the worst mining disaster in Tennessee history. 216 miners died in a coal mine explosion that occurred on May 19, 1902, in the Cumberland Mountains near the community of Fraterville. The cause of the blast was never officially determined, but it was probably due to the buildup of methane gas, which had leaked from an adjacent unventilated mine. Knowing the end was near, 10 of the trapped miners left behind farewell messages. One of which read, quote, "Oh God, for one more breath, Ellen, remember me as long as you live," end of quote. That was "For One More Breath" from Sarah's Walking Tall Through High Weeds recording. And Kathy Boyd and Phoenix Rising led things off with "One Last Breath," as rendered on their Walk Humbly release. Kenny Stenson and Perfect Timon will continue our look at final breaths with "Your Last Breath." Because if she had to choose whether to breathe or to love him, she would use her last breath to tell him that she loved him so.
Seashore on that honeymoon we never took before.
in the back seat of the car. But as we left the motel, some drunk ran a four-way sign, and only memories of you were left behind. And with my last breath, I will love you. And with your last breath, I'll be true. That beach ball lies here on the floor, and I don't know what to do, 'cause it's still
Kenny Stinson and Perfect Timin' singing Your Last Breath from their radio compilation collection. Faith Hill rode Breathe to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in April 2000. Although the song never peaked at number 1 on the Hot 100, it was the number 1 single of 2000, only the third time in history that a single topped the year in charts without ever holding the number 1 position. The Pickin' on Pickers will take us through our break with their instrumental Ruminations on the same. Caught up in the touch, slow and steady rush. Baby, isn't that the way that love's supposed to be? I can feel you breathe, just breathe. Dave Higgs and Carrie Hassler, White House, and the Pickin' on Pickers will continue serving up breaths of fresh air immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with yet another High Lonesomized rock song, this one from the repertoire of Maroon 5, who took the piece to number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2002. The song was written by the band's leader, Adam Levine, out of frustration with the group's record label, which was wanting more original material for the band's debut album, Songs About Jane. These are, of course, the Pickin' on Pickers. Thank you.
you say that my behavior's unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have a tendency of getting very physical, so watch your step, cause if I do, you'll need a miracle. You drain me dry and make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is finally clear. You wanna stay, but you know very well I want you gone. Not even fit to tread the ground that I am walking on. When it's cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. And like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams, is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. What you were doing is screwing things up inside my head. You should know better, you never listened to what I said. Clutching your pillow, writhing in a naked sweat, hoping somebody someday would do you like I did. When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams, is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Does it kill? Does it burn? Is it painful to learn that it's me that has all the control? Does it thrill? Does it sting when you feel what I bring and you wish that you had me to hold? When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. And like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams, is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. And you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. And like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams, is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
I wanna simplify my life. Gotta let this trouble roll on by. I need to find a better way. Not enough hours in the day. The sky above and the spring of love to take it all away. But all I ever seem to find is a worried mind and what I left behind me yesterday. Ooh. When the day is through, all I really have to do, lately it seems I can't do anything else. All the strength I had is gone. There's just no need to carry on. Here in the here and now, you don't turn around. It's all about living day to day. It took a while to see. Just okay's all right with me. It's gonna go my way. Ooh. There's nothing else to prove. All I really have to do is breathe. Don't worry what it's all about.
Carrie Hassler singing All I Have to Do is Breathe, written by Steve Gulley and Tim Stafford. Carrie notes, quote, "If there ever was a song to live by, this is it. I don't know of a soul that wouldn't be able to relate to this song. When the day is through, all I really have to do is breathe," end of quote. You'll find it on Carrie's rural rhythm disc, The Distance. Let your troubles roll by, keep calm and carry on. And for goodness sake, don't forget to breathe. And the Pickin' on Pickers led things off by picking on Maroon 5. That was Harder to Breathe. Pause. Breathe. Cry if you must, but keep going. The trick is to keep breathing. Holding your breath is not only unhealthy, but usually fruitless as well, especially if you're waiting for your man to settle down. This is White House, David Parmley, Larry Stevenson, Jason Carter, Charlie Cushman, and Missy Raines. At one time, all residents of White House, Tennessee, just north of Nashville, with Don't Hold Your Breath.
I've always been the kind of man with one foot out the door. And when I hear an old freight train, I'm up and across the floor. I know I said above you, dear, that I'd come back again. But if you ask me anything, just don't ask me when. Cause I'll be here when you see me coming up that dusty road. And not one minute sooner, maybe not one day before. Don't let my leaving break your heart. You know I love you best.
Someday I may settle down, but don't hold your breath.
I play exactly by the rules and know the Rambler's code. If I ain't with some pretty thing, I'm tearing up the road. I've left a lot of mama's daughters all alone in the blue. When I go, I tell them all just what I tell them you. Cause I'll be here when you see me coming up that dusty road. And not one minute sooner, baby, not one day before. Don't let my leaving break your heart. You know I love you best.
Someday I may settle down, but don't hold your breath.
see me coming up that dusty road. And not 1 minute sooner, maybe not 1 day before. Don't let the leaving break your heart. You know I love you best.
Someday I may settle down, but don't hold your breath.
Someday I may settle down, but don't hold your breath.
Her eye, no matter how he tried, if she noticed him at all, he couldn't say. He didn't know if it was love or what the feeling was. He only knew she took his breath away. Call it smart. Somehow he won her heart. She looked so gorgeous on her wedding day. She whispered, I love you. He tried to say it too, but he couldn't speak. She took his breath away. He swore he'd love her till his dying day. Life just wouldn't be the same without her. He loved her so. She took his breath away. Calling for you, Joe, and I think you better go. She ain't got long, he heard her doctor say. Then kneeling by her bed, the last words that she said, you know you always took my breath. Swore he'd love her till his dying day. He didn't have the will to live without her. He loved her so. She took his breath away. Oh, one last time. She took his breath away.
It's been said that life is not measured by how many breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Like spending time with the love of your life. James King singing She Took His Breath Away, the Bill Anderson tune on James's Rounder CD, The Bluegrass Storyteller. It's kind of refreshing to have a bluegrass song devoid of a cruel twist of fate at the end. Note I said kind of refreshing. Dudley Cannell writes in the liner notes that, quote, I've seen James stop a song and just cry like a baby. Now that's honest singing. That's somebody who really feels what they're doing, end of quote. And White House swatted first with Don't Hold Your Breath from their self-titled Pinecastle Excursion. That tune was written by Robert Gately, also a resident of White House, Tennessee. There are about 100 songs entitled Breathe, recorded by everyone from Pink Floyd, U2, and Taylor Swift, to Moist, the Backstreet Boys, and Disturbed. We've had two thus far, and are fixing to unleash a third. From their CD, Pickin' on Melissa Etheridge, these are the Pickin' on Pickers with Breathe. I played the fool today. I just dream of vanishing into the crowd. Longing for home again, home is a feeling I buried in you. I'm all right, I'm all right. It only hurts when I breathe. Karen Pendley, the Gibson Brothers, and Carrie Hassler will have some songs that will leave you breathless immediately upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still breathing hard and needing some time to catch our breath as well. Here's Carrie Hassler, followed by Karen Pendley, with more on this important activity.
No, it's not the first time, but it could be the last. Mistakes again, fell in love too fast. But this time I'm not listening to what my heart will say. I just need some time to catch my breath before you take it away. Gonna take take it slow. Say what's on my mind. And tomorrow, if I'm lucky, love will live this time. Yes, you feel like heaven, and it's hell to let you go. It's hard enough to trust myself. You're holding me so close. But believe me, I'll be in your arms the next time to stay. I just need some time to catch my breath before you take it away. I just need some time to catch my breath before you take it away.
Thank you.
Karen Pendley with a song she co-wrote with Lisa Ashman, giving us the gospel perspective on this breathing business with Chance to Catch Your Breath, which she presents on her Cottage Grove release. And Carrie Hassler was just before with Catch My Breath, as found on her rural rhythm disc, The Distance. That one was written by Carrie's cousin Bobby Boyd, who has written hits for Garth Brooks, George Strait, and Patti Loveless, to name just a few. You're hearing the ins and outs of bluegrassical breathing, in with the good air, out with the bad, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs for you at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. While it's generally healthy to breathe deeply at every opportunity, sometimes it's not the thing to do, especially if you're thinking about resting on your laurels. The Gibson brothers know all about this temptation, and Bearall in I Can't Breathe Deep Yet from their Rounder CD, In the Ground.
There's a band of boys and big guitars that follow me every mile. I got a nice old house that will keep me dry when the world gets cold and wet. I got everything a man could want, but I can't breathe deep yet. I can't breathe deep yet. 'Cause that big old sun shining on my face will always fade to black. And each minute I let tick away is one that won't come back. But I won't slow down for the here and now when there's more that I can get. I'm thankful but unsatisfied. I can't breathe deep yet. I can't breathe deep yet. Even if I try to doubt, restless side of me that's taking hold. Some sad day that old and gray will get its hands on me. And I'll look back on what I am as the way I used to be. But here today, all I can say is I live without regret. I'm down that line while I got time. I can't breathe deep yet. No, I can't breathe deep yet. Even if I tried a doubt I could control, the restless side of me that's taking hold.
Even if I tried, I doubt I could control the restless side of me that's taken hold. Those were the Gibson Brothers singing one of Lee's originals, I Can't Breathe Deep Yet, on their Rounder release, In the Ground. You always need to keep pushing and breathing. And Josh Graves finished things off with his instrumental, First Breath of Spring, from his Bluegrass Blues outing. Well, that's about enough breathing for any one program. We'll head on home with a country song from Chris Cagle, which went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2002. The only number one song of Chris's career, thus far anyway. I Breathe In, I Breathe Out. It's about the end of a relationship and how he is hoping and waiting for his ex to have a change of heart. Once again, these are the Pickin' on Pickers. And on that high, happy, I breathe in, I breathe out. Put one foot in front of the other. Take one day at a time. Till you find I'm the someone you can't live without. Until then, I breathe in and breathe out. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll continue our breathtaking look at inhaling and exhaling with Blue Mule, Iron Horse, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and the Little Smokies. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be experiencing locomotive breath, fire breath, the devil's breath, bad breath, and worse on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.